19th parak of Kalim, second Mishnah. A bed is makabel tuma. The way old beds were made, there's a frame, and then they used to take ropes, and they would weave the ropes to support the
mattress.
So, chevel ayoytzim in amita, the ropes that were used to support the mattress, when they were finished, there was some extended piece of the rope that still remains. Ad chamishu tfochim tohor. If it's less than 5 tefachim, it is torah. It's not considered part of the bed. Just an excess piece that's going to be cut off.
20 inches.
From 5 to 10 is tomei, and the Gemara says, the Gemara, the Foshim say, a very interesting reason. They say that in the time of they used to have tie up the Korban Pesach next to the bed, zeichet to what they did in the time of the Yisias Mitzrayim, and therefore that was considered something usable, part of the bed, and it's tummy. Yasar lechutz, tar. If it's more than 10, you don't need it to tie up your Korban Pesach, and therefore it's also tar, it's not considered part of the bed. The reason why 10 is tummy, Shabbat Koshim, is Absochim, Umishal Shalim, as Amitis. It's used for tying up the Korban Pesach, and also if you'd have to hoist the bed down, okay, you would hoist it on that rope.